You are now listening to the most epic movie reviews in the world by CJ at the Movies.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today I dish on some new movies about romantic fantasies, druggies, and kids making the rules for one day. Our first movie is Long Weekend, and it plays like an Oreo cookie with a comedy sandwich between the drama, and it works because of the likable and sweet leads from Finn Wittrock as a miserable LA writer and Zoe Zhao as a woman who claims to be from the future. Sometimes it's weird and weak, but mostly it has strong emotions and hard-earned laughs. Wittrock and Zhao both play familiar characters with complex situations, and you're able to see the spark in them both. Even if the girl may or may not be a figment of the boy's imagination, you still admire the characters for their tears, passion, and levity. It made me check out another indie of its kind from 20 years ago called Happy Accidents, and both these movies are good. 3 stars. Our next movie is Cherry, and it's the latest collaboration of Tom Holland and his Avengers directors Anthony and Joe Russo. It's based on the life of a druggie and soldier who went on to become an author. We see Holland as a young man who decides to become an army medic and then suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder, up to the point of him resorting to drugs and robbing banks to pay off a debt. Cherry goes on too long with its war training and combat sequences, but it's Tom Holland who saves the show because he excels in this particular role as a soldier who resorts to drugs and violence. His emotions and connection with Sierra Bravo as his wife are strong enough to keep the movie on the right path. And the Russo brothers beautifully photograph the drugs, violence, and PTSD sequences in some of the most ambitious ways. So check it out. 3 stars. And finally, our last movie is Yes Day, and it's a family comedy on Netflix that stars Jennifer Garner and Edgar Ramirez as parents whose kids have grown tired of hearing the word no all the time. So they decide to have a Yes Day, which means the kids make the rules and the parents have to say yes to everything for 24 hours. For the kids and parents, I'd give them a yes because of its innocent and engaging activities, but for anyone outside its targeted audience, I'd give it a no because it relies on the most typical cliches in a kid's movie, like when parents have to fight other people over a stuffed gorilla prize and landing on their crotches on a tree. It's basically like Yes Man, but it seems obligatory and routine. 2 stars. Well, those are the movies I'm reviewing this week. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.
Thank you for tuning in to these movie reviews by CJ at the Movies here on New HD Radio. For more reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com.